From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading The Bygone Mask, the third book in the Greater Land Saga by Joseph R. Lollo. Now, let's begin with the prologue. It's not personal. It's just business. It was a common refrain. Even in the most stale, overused idioms, it was understood that business was inherently impersonal. Family was personal. Business was not. That's how it should be. That's how it had always been, even for the Maskers, who managed to be both a family and a business. In the same conversation, one could easily feel the sharp divide between matters of family importance and matters of personal importance. Within the Masker clan, the distinction had always existed, and both elements of life were present in equal measure. But not here, and not now. It started with the room. They weren't in one of the lower floors of Masker's Antiquities. They weren't gathered around the dining room table with biscuits and wine on the table. They weren't in the Fox and Log, enjoying a pint between negotiations and anecdotes. They weren't even in Beffshire. This was a neutral location. Cold, detached from any of their lives. It was in a town as near to the precise midpoint between Beffshire and East Shalia as could be located. A small side room in a large hall in a mid-sized city with a forgettable name. The refreshments were far from refreshing. Tepid water, stale bread, sliced cheese that had started to get hard around the edges. Food and drink calculated to ward off hunger while ensuring that pesky little things like enjoyment wouldn't get in the way of the discussion. This was business. Nothing personal about it. The fact that everyone in the room was related was simply an unpleasant coincidence. Fel curled his nose at the fumes emanating from the man across from him. Fel had spent every spare leisure moment in the Fox and Log since he was 12 years old, and was no stranger to the stink of various vices and general disregard for hygiene. But the smell of badger weed always struck him as the olfactory equivalent of having the sunshine in his eyes, and Thaddeus Graves practically breathed the stuff. He was situated on the far side of the table, opposite Fel, and silently observing the discourse as though he were some sort of referee. To Fell's right was his older sister, Epiphany. Fanny, to family and friends, though no one had called her that since they'd walked through the door. Presently, they were in a lull in the conversation, that uncomfortable space between greetings and other mechanical, disingenuous pleasantries and the real meat and potatoes of the meeting. This gave Fell the opportunity to regard Epiphany in relation to her adversary in this little discussion, Euphoria Graves. Masker. Euphoria was the oldest sibling, and it had been years since Fel and Epiphany had last seen her. She'd eloped with the mercifully absent Jonathan Graves and fully embraced her new place within the Graves family. The years had changed her. Fel honestly wouldn't have recognized her, not as her old self anyway. The youthful mischief that had been a permanent part of her expression had been eased away to calm, collected focus. She'd let her hair grow longer and a bit more wild then, with curls that absolutely would not be tamed. Her hair was now pulled back into a ruthlessly tight bun, the sheer tension leaving her hair looking barely wavy. But even if he hadn't recognized her as his sister, he would have recognized her as a Masker. With her business face on, she was the spitting image of her mother when she was dealing with a particularly trying customer. That she would look upon her own flesh and blood with such an expression felt like a slap in the face. "No sense dilly-dallying," Euphoria said. "We are here for a reason." "That we are," said Epiphany, attempting to match her sister's tone. "How long does it take you to yank your hair back like that, Fora?" Fel asked. Both of his sisters shot him an identical sharp look. "No one calls me Fora anymore, Fel. And I'll thank you to treat me with a degree of professionalism," Euphoria said. "It's just I remember when Mom had to comb it, she practically had to put a boot against your back to get the leverage to pull the knots out," he said, reaching across the table to pluck up a piece of the cheese. "He really hasn't matured, has he?" Euphoria said, turning her weary gaze to Epiphany. "No, Fel hasn't changed since he learned to tie his shoes, and you'd know that."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?